Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, it's Doug Benson with just a quick heads up. The sound is kind of terrible on this episode, but I figured you'd rather hear it than not hear it, so enjoy. Hey everybody. They're like, she has to get up there and make a lot of announcements. Or not, they didn't say a lot of announcements, but some sort of announcement. And the announcement was, welcome to Riot Fest, here's Douglas Movies, start the theme song in the middle. Oh boy, it's exciting. I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast think that I run everything and that's why shit like that happens. But you guys are here, you saw it, it had nothing to do with me. I'm just a victim of my own choices. I got something to read to you guys right here. Let's see what this says. My name is Doug and I love movies. Okay, pretty good, pretty good. Coming to you from the downtown independent movie theater during Riot Fest LA on Saturday, January 11th, 2014, Wolf. Yeah. It's my first time setting foot in this theater at all, and it's about time because it seems like a cool place, and they have a really interesting schedule. They show a lot of independent stuff and documentaries, and they'll show a couple different movies in the same day. And it's just one big theater. It's 260 seats, I'm told, so thank you guys for filling it up. I hope you guys brought name tags. Of course, the front row is all name tags, so let's give props to all of them. We've got Pete's Dragon, so I assume your name is Pete.
Elliot.
We've got Elliot, okay. I guess you couldn't find an E.T. poster. This face-off poster with Doug and Nick is very scary. It's kind of like a before and after if the after picture was sadder than the before picture. I was watching some today for acne and people having bad acne, and then the product cleared it up. And why when they have the bad acne are they always frowning, and then when it's better, why do they have a giant smile on their face? Maybe their smile would win me over even when they have acne. Should try it sometime. Everybody has it. Stefantastic Mr. Fox? Stefan? Okay. Hustle and Flo. Your name is Flo?
Mo.
Mo. Hustle and Mo. Okay, I get it now. Nightmare Before Nightmare on Elm Street, but what'd you change it to?
Mike
Mare. Mike Mare. Oh, okay. I'm going to have a Mike Mare when I go to sleep tonight. And Kari? It's Carrie, of course it is, because it's the movie Carrie, but you spell it K-A-R-I, and that's you covered in blood and making things catch on fire? Nice. And you have cupcakes in your lap. Because that was the one downfall of Carrie in both versions, is that she couldn't bake. She, like, could make shit fly around and exact revenge on her stupid classmates. But, you know, if she'd just give them a cupcake, things might have been different. And then I don't even know what's going on with this one over here. Johnny Depp was in a movie called... Oh, okay, it's Ed Wood, but you change it to Ahmed Wood. I put your face in there. Yeah! So just hold it up so everyone can see that one. Yeah! Well, great job, front row. And those three people in the front row slacked out. Oh, you got a little one. Oh, and you got a framed one. All right, I take it back. I apologize. Just that one guy. He's got a Dodgers hat on. That's kind of a name tag. Prize bag. Let's get into the prize bag. I don't know why I'm taking so long. We're already running late, and so I should just get with this. This amazing book by Seth Olenek, a photographer, called Funny Business. It's huge, and it's heavy, and it's got a bunch of comedians in it, most of whom are friends of mine, have been on this show, and the three guests that are here tonight have all signed their pictures in it. Oh, I forgot to sign my picture in it, though, so I have to do that. Also, two of the guests tonight want you to have their VIP badges and want you to just enjoy the rest of the festival as them. I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and we got some CDs. And oh, also, I threw in a couple of drink tickets, because I, of course, am celebrating Sober January, and so I'm not going to use those. So a couple of drink tickets. But also, was everybody handed a random ticket when you came in this evening? Our friends at Squarespace want to buy each and every one of you a cocktail tonight. Here, or whatever they sell here. Do they sell cocktails here?
Wine and beer.
Wine and beer. We want you to have a wine or beer cocktail from Squarespace. So you can go get those in the lobby, and as long as you don't all go at once, you can get them at any time starting now. Everybody leaves. But yeah, if you're particularly parched, please go get one right now. I won't feel bad about it. I already mentioned the Douglas Movies t-shirt. All right, let's get him out here. Today is a Tournament of Championships episode. Very hard to work out the booking on these things. There's lots of people who are qualified, and they're all great players and comedians and personalities. But the three that we get to play with today are as follows. Give a big, warm, riot fest welcome to Ricky Lindholm, Paul Scheer, and Jeff Garland. Oh, there's a Douglas Movies lighter that somebody made. It's in the bag. It's not like Ricky Lindholm to milk applause like that.
I'm sorry.
But
I want to just find out what's going on here in the front row. What are you taking notes, sir? What are you writing down?
I think what happened is he may have not yet written down his shithead on the back.
Okay.
And he just decided to now that he's seen the three guests. So I'm worried about who he's going to have some sort of vendetta against. But that was Paul Scheer, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Scheer is here. Star of every cable television show, half hour or shorter.
I have a new show on Nat Geo. It's just me hanging out with baby tigers, just doing improv with them. It's real fun. It's like edgy, but it's cool. It's cute.
I love it already. And Ricky Lindholm is here, you guys.
Hi, Doug.
Hello. She brought, she of course has a partner named Kate McCucci, who also has been on the show, and they are Garfunkel and Oates together. And Kate McCucci made an original drawing for you guys, for somebody
it's
today.
Very cute.
It's, her things are so cute. Yeah. And it says, Martin loved his new wife, and they're holding each other. And then it says, but he missed his old wife's boobs. And
aww.
Then it's a picture of him with his old wife just going to town on... going to town on one of her giant titties. This is the cutest giant titty picture I've ever seen. I love it. Thank Kate for that. And I still got to sign that book. And Jeff Garland is here, you guys. He brought...
It really is very exciting.
Season 8 of the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's the last season we did.
Yeah. And is it done?
I have no idea.
Done. Is it law and order?
I'm available whenever Larry calls me. I have no idea.
Now, who's this Larry you speak of?
Larry Budmel.
when he calls father. You from beyond and says, it's time for another season. Yeah. Why would he sound like that? Ricky also brought copies of two Garfunkel and Oates classics signed by both of the ladies. And so it's a terrific prize bag for somebody here tonight.
I didn't sign the Curb Your Enthusiasm one because I really want my signature to maintain its value. So
true.
If I don't sign shit, it's really a lot more.
Oh, I thought you were like a weird slam of that season or something.
No, that season was pretty good. That was good. It was good. New York season. It was in, we were
you
in
can
New
never
York.
Top season two when a young Doug Benson appeared and strangled Larry David.
Great episode.
That was a fun one. But now people see it and they make fun of how not young I am.
How young? Well, your hair was longer
since
back
I
then.
Did it. Yeah, and I was. I think it was one of my few no facial hair appearances on television. Because someone told me before I went into audition that Larry David doesn't like facial hair.
Did I tell you that? Did I actually tell you that?
I don't know if it was you or somebody else, but somebody mentioned it.
Who else do you know? What other pal do
I
you
talk
have?
To Cheryl Hines on occasion.
Okay, all right, yeah.
But like Larry has that personality that you can be like, Larry does not like facial hair. And be like, oh shit, I gotta shave that off.
Yeah.
Is that true? Does he not like facial hair?
I don't know.
It might not even be true, but I'm not gonna fuck around. I wanted to be on that show, and it was the
trying to think. You know.
I had to shave
it
twice.
Actually, to be honest, it's all based on what somebody's playing. If their character calls for facial hair, then he's pro facial hair.
So he's not against it as a general rule.
No, he's not the Yankees.
Well, it was before I even auditioned. So anyway, my picture in this book is on page 74. So I'm going to sign right up. But while I do that, why don't you guys pick a name tag from the audience of who you'd like to play for today? There's lots of good ones. The people in the front row obviously have been in line for a while, so they made the most effort. But, you know, sometimes somebody in the back deserves a... someone in the back right. deserves a chance.
Hey, Wayne. Wayne Fetterman's going to go towards the back and pick somebody for me.
Oh, Wayne Fetterman is here, everybody. Just hanging out.
Cayenne and cinnamon. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoever you want up there, Wayne.
I wish there was a piano here. We could have Wayne...
I like people in the back.
Put Wayne at the piano.
Fuck you in the front.
Is your lovely wife here yet, Jeff?
I don't know. Marla, are you here yet?
Marla?
No, she is not here yet. Hey,
yes.
I do like that it's Peach Dragon. That's, yeah.
Because his name's Elliot.
Well, you know, he's a big Helen Reddy fan. Okay.
All right,
okay, yeah. Hey, let me ask you a quick question while we're waiting for
Marla. Okay, yeah, sure.
So, during the month of January, you don't drink, but do you smoke pot?
Yeah.
Eh, you're such an idiot.
Wait, but how many...
I don't know what the fuck you're thinking.
Alcohol is the real problem.
I thought it was
October. They're both fucked up, but they're both wonderful and should be legal. So I dig that, but you do too much.
Yeah. Sober October makes more sense.
Yeah, wait, I thought it was in October or November that you did this.
It's a different month every year, but lately I've been doing January just to get it out of the way.
I don't really...
I'm regretting it right now.
Here you are.
Because I could have a beer or wine cocktail.
Wayne really picked the person who did the least amount of work.
Yes, no doubt. Unequivocally. I don't care. They're in the back. I want them.
All right, Jeff. So could you hold it up and describe to the listeners what it is?
It's a
who you're playing for.
Darting Jess. I don't know who the Jess is. Is that is it from Arrested Development, Jessica Walter? I don't know who that is. Is it a guy?
Oh, it's instead of guarding Tess.
Guarding Jess. Who's Jess?
I guess that's...
She's Jess.
Oh, she's Jess.
Yeah, and Tess...
And you look like this? That's unsettling. I don't know. Maybe it works out in person, but... I don't get it, but whatever. And I don't know why there's a second page.
Maybe there's a shithead written.
It's like, you know, my favorite thing is they printed it on their printer. You know that second page what comes out with the littlest bit of information on top? I should include that so they know it's my guarding Jess JPEG from 1/11/14 at 6:11 p.m.
Who are you playing for, Paul?
I got Hustlin' Moe, and she won me over because she had glasses that lit up. Even though her poster does not light up, she wore glasses.
She kept the glasses.
Yeah.
Oh. Mo kept the glasses.
Mo put herself on here, and the poster has a lot of reviews.
And she's in the front row, so really hard work on your part.
Yeah, really hard work.
Front row. Hey, who you play for, Ricky?
I had to go Hamed Wood. It's too good.
That's beautiful.
Again, she went to the front row. Couldn't even go to the second or third row. What the fuck's wrong with the two of you? I've had it. I quit.
He also gave us cupcakes.
I thought so.
Yeah. I'm a diabetic. I am. I don't eat sugar. I haven't had it in over 5 years.
Wow.
But I'm going on 6, actually. I mean, it is 6 years. I don't know. But it's a long time.
Goldbergs! I just wanted to say that at the end of the vine when I was looking at you. Like, did people yell that at you when you were walking around?
You're from a vine?
I made a vine of all the name tags you're here, and people love it. And, of course, Riot Fest is going to take some pictures.
Yeah,
this is a highly publicized event.
Hey, by the way, you got a nice crowd.
It's a great crowd.
I'm not saying in terms of their quality, but I'm talking about... you are a good quality. But in terms of... Oh, there's a lot of people here, man.
Sheer size. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a nice turnout. Yeah, and there's
people... take that lightly. Nobody comes to my shit.
There's people...
If they didn't say
come see my shit, then maybe they...
I have Will Ferrell on the panel. Everybody comes. If I say it's just Jeff Garland, 8.
Well, conversation with Jeff Garland and Jeff, and it's just you.
One I just did from the studio because I knew no one would show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think there's empty seats for you guys standing in the sides there if you want to squeeze in and grab them. But if you're standing in the sides because you're like, I'm not going to commit to this. We'll see how this goes.
Do you know when you don't commit, that's what happens? Your voice goes up. I don't want to go sit down. But if you're committed, you're like, oh, where's my seat?
Yes.
Count me in.
Count me in. I want to sit.
Are you sure?
Oh, maybe. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, Tournament of Championships.
Oh, boy.
The winner today will be going head-to-head in the Tournament of Championships Finals number 4.
So if I win today, I have to come back?
You're committed to more of this shit,
It doesn't ever...
It's how I get John Hamm to come back.
Yeah, the Tournament of Champions never ends. Is there ever a clear winner?
Yeah, there was a Super Tournament of Championships, and John Hamm won that. But now we're racing towards someday there's going to be a super-duper Tournament of Championships.
Like that. I think that John Hamm should put out a Leonard Maltin type book of his reviews because he seems to know them almost in a way that's like Rain Man-esque.
He's quite good, but you guys have all had good polls. That's why you're here today, because at some point you named a movie in negative names.
Right.
That's where you named the movie and the top billed people in the movie. You remember that, Jeff, when you did that?
Nope. Don't remember it at all. I told you that out of a fucking clue, but I'm happy to be here because I love you, Doug Benson.
Well, I'm happy to have you here.
But he doesn't return my love. Do you hear that? He's happy to have me here.
Just
but he can't say the words, I love you too, Jeff Garland.
Let's see how this goes. You can win back my love.
By the way, all people I really like here. So that's nice.
I try to give everybody a heads up, like, this is who you're going to be on with.
I'm good. But these
this
guys,
is a particularly nice group.
They're great. I mean, they're both. Thanks. But you're two of the nicest people going. You really are.
Very nice of you to say that.
They're going
to
give you plenty of time to talk today, Jeff.
Paul Scheer is one of my favorite comedic performers there is on Earth.
Look at that. Jeff, you're the best. Aww.
So there you go. He is. He's great. He's a great guy, too. Because, you know, some people are dicks. Some people are dicks, and you're not.
Have you ever done a Doug Loves Movies with someone that you do not like?
Oh. Yes.
Ooh. Go back and listen, not that he dislikes them.
He just, it's difficult to participate with them.
No. I love those two.
Oh, okay. This is juicy. Who's been on with you that you didn't like?
I don't know.
Okay. To me, I would be the most frightened to be at your wrath. Like, if you were coming after someone, forget it. They would be destroyed.
They would be destroyed. I am that powerful a comedian. I can destroy anyone, but I'm filled with kindness and love.
And just to rub it in, you would destroy them with the Adam West voice.
No, I wouldn't. It appears to me, Commissioner Gordon, that the Riddler and the Catwoman have escaped.
Did you ever see when Adam West, he did like a softcore porno with like Lady Chatterley's Lover?
Yes,
or something
and
like
he also did one of the Happy Hooker Goes to Washington or something. No, he did. Look, I needed to work. You cannot stop a man from working. First, start the thing. Go.
Okay, I was just... Do you hear how we talked at the same time?
Yeah.
You read my mind. First player to 5 points wins and advances to the next level.
Super duper.
No, it'll just be regular. You'll see.
How many rounds before a super duper round?
It's going to be a while. Don't get yourself excited about that. Getting to the top of that mountain. It's going to be quite competitive, you know. Sam Levine is still always in the hunt.
Kate McCucci, too.
She's good. She's good
at this.
Yeah. But also, I should mention that if we run out of time, because this does take a little while to get to 5 points, if we run out of time, whoever in the lead at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time will be decreed the winner.
Well, I'm planning on winning about 5:45. I will be out of here.
Unless there's a tie.
Dinner plans. And
okay, so we'll call it at 5:45. Whoever's in the lead at 5:45.
Okay, sounds good.
Is going to be the winner.
All right.
I love that. We got 45 minutes.
Is it really already 5 o'clock?
Good luck, everybody. We started late. They showed that thing with Ron Lynch laughing.
Let's go. Let's just get going.
I loved it.
Let's do this.
All right, Jeff.
Let's go.
Paul Scheer qualified the longest to go, so he's going to get to go first.
All right.
And then we will move to Jeff and then Ricky, and we, you know, change the order each round. Here we go. Paul gets to pick a category. Would you like, as suggested by @hastyinfection...
Already going to say
on
no.
On Twitter. Hasty Infection suggested Getting Doug, which is a play on one of my other podcasts, because this is movies that have the word high in the title. With high in the title.
Okay.
Matt Picasso on Twitter suggested, "You're the dog now, man." And that is movies where a person turns into an animal. And... @RichRidlin suggested Downton Abbey, and that's a movie where a woman gets oral sex.
She does not have
to be named Abbey.
Okay, I'm going to go Downton Abbey.
That is where I would have gone, my friend.
All right, a woman gets oral sex in this movie from 2011. Mm-hmm. Leonard Maltin gives it 2 stars. That I don't agree with that at all. I go much higher. I really enjoy this movie. He says it's about a listless person. You know, listless. Mm-hmm. not that this person doesn't have any lists. Probably got plenty of things he or she wants to do. A predictable story. And... he compares it to another movie and says he wishes it had the playful tone of that other movie.
-1.
Oh, grandma's balls on that one.
Yeah, Jeff. So it comes to you next. What do you think about that? You can go more negative names if you think you know the movie.
I have no idea.
So you're going to just have to ask him to name it and hope hope he's got the wrong idea. Paul, name that movie.
Okay.
And the top billed performer in it.
Ben Stiller.
And it's called?
Oh, now I'm going to say Green Bomb, but that's not right. It's, no. Oh, fuck me. Wait, Noah Baumbach directed it. Ben Stiller, it is called, not Green Bomb.
Is there a time thing on this?
Shit!
There is, but this is hilarious.
I know, but I get the point, so let's just move it along. I'll give you about 3 seconds.
Okay.
One,
Greenberg?
Two, yes.
Greenberg!
What?
It's Greenberg, right?
Greenberg?
Yeah, right?
God, he said the other one so many times that I don't even recognize.
Oh, he said Greenberg.
I don't even recognize Greenberg anymore.
He did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's surprising me you don't remember because, like, I know when I was watching that movie, the whole thing, I was like, oh, Greenberg. How can you? But Jeff Garland gets the point because the movie is called The Sitter and it stars Jonah Hill.
What? No! No!
Yeah.
That
Jeff is shutting this thing down fast.
Wow. Wow.
Doesn't he wish it was like Adventures in Babysitting?
Hmm?
What's the thing he
yeah,
wishes
he
it was
said
like?
He wishes it, he wishes it had the playful tone of Adventures in Babysitting,
right.
Which no one has ever said about anything ever.
Right.
And by the way, when was the last time you saw Adventures in Babysitting? Piece of shit.
Yeah, it probably doesn't hold up, but I like
no,
it.
No, I mean, I like the Thor thing, what have you, but no. Elizabeth Shue did
that. The first thing I was going to say was the Thor thing. I love the Thor thing.
The Thor thing,
little girl dressed up as Thor, was adorable.
Yeah, that was funny.
And everyone was looking at that Playboy magazine. That was the big thing. Everyone was happening to page through in the 80s.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys. See you later. Greenberg.
Now we start with Ricky, and then we'll go to Jeff. So be ready, Jeff.
Okay.
And at Brian Just Band, whatever that means, suggested Walter Mitty, and that is movies where Walter Matthau wears mittens.
That's awesome.
At Deep Freeze, Freeze spelled F-R-E-S-E, suggests There's Something About Dairy, and that is movies where someone is seen milking a cow. And at N.W. Trout suggested The Notorious B.I.G., and that's movies that have the word big in the title.
I'm going to go with the milking cow one.
Okay.
What was that?
Someone milks a cow in this movie from 1976.
Oh, great.
Three stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls this movie a nutty blend, and
you know, Leonard may have thought he was in a Starbucks.
And he says that it has a jarring switch from comedy to violence. Jarring. Yeah.
Someone milks a cow.
Three stars. Somebody milks a cow. And he lists 10 whole names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I can do that movie in 10 names.
Jeff.
I'll go 9.
Paul.
Eight.
Oh, Ricky.
Name that movie.
Bring it.
It. Competitive.
Greenberg.
Here we go.
That counts as one.
I've already, what was your guess instead of Greenberg?
Green Bomb.
I was combining those.
So close. Fred Willard was in this movie. Richard right. Kiel. Clifton James. Scatman Crothers, Ray Walston, Ned Beatty, Patrick McGoohan, and this one could tip it, out of 10 names, Richard Pryor.
Okay.
Oh, I know it.
Somebody milks a cow.
Is it... Okay, Richard Pryor. I'm going to say, is it Bustin' Loose?
Why would he be third billed in the movie?
That would be a good question.
Built around Richard Pryor. No, it's a movie I actually enjoy quite a bit. The top two names are Jill Clayburgh and Gene Wilder, the great Gene Wilder.
Deal of Century or no?
Silver Streak. So Ricky gets the point, everybody.
Silver Streak.
I don't remember the famous milking the cow scene from Silver Streak.
I don't remember that.
Who gives a shit? Let's move on. I got dinner plans.
He gets thrown off the plane. A lady in a farm says she'll give him a ride to catch up to the train on the next thing. Yeah. And it's got trains and planes and automobiles.
Let's move it along.
Jeff is almost halfway there.
Yeah, we have...
halfway there, it's one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I thought you got the sitter, too.
Yeah, but if time runs out, tied for the lead.
Did you get the sitter?
Huh?
Did you get the sitter?
Yeah, but I got the last one.
Oh, you got the point. Right.
Yeah. You're the only one. You're the only pointless one, Paul.
It's better to be pointless than pantsless.
Ricky.
I've always said that.
Jeff, you get to pick the category.
Okay, let's go, Daddy-O.
And then we're going to go to Ricky.
Okay.
At Internet Mayor suggested two-timing bitch, and that's dog movies that have a sequel.
Okay. All right.
Celebrating a birthday today, the opposite of a dog, a very beautiful, talented actress called Amanda Peet. It's Amanda Peet's birthday. You ever work with her, Jeff?
No.
And your third choice from at.
I have an Amanda Peet story, but I'm not going to tell it. Okay. Let me just put it this way. She annoyed me.
Oh, all right. Well,
she was lovely. Actually, I've met her numerous times, and she's been very
lovely and annoying.
One night, she pissed me off, but she doesn't even know she did. All right, so go ahead.
And at Serve Crow, S-E-R-V Crow, suggested the Kurt Locker, and that's Kurt Russell movies that Leonard called a bomb.
Oh, man, that's good eating. Keep going.
And there's an extra clue with that one. There are only three in Kurt Russell's career.
Oh, okay. Now I'm into it too. Okay, go ahead.
Those are your options. Dog sequels, Amanda Peet, or Kurt Russell bombs?
Kurt Russell bombs.
All right, here we go.
Fuck Amanda Peet. I didn't know that was a suggestion. I thought you were just wishing her a happy birthday. Yeah, well, happy birthday to her. I got nothing. I don't even think about her until her name's brought up, and then it brings back a bad experience. Brings up a bad experience.
Jeff Garland, keeping it moving.
That's my next podcast. Just me interrupting myself.
1974, 2001 are two of the 3 years in which Kurt Russell bombs were released, according to Leonard Maltin. But which one of those would you like of those two, 74 or 2001?
1974.
Whoa. Leonard calls it a bomb. He says that this movie... God, it's a weird review.
This is for me, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You get to bid first.
Okay.
Yeah. I just have to... The only thing that says in this review, I'm just going to have to say it and see what happens, but he says that the lead character in this movie competes with his daughter's fiancé in effort to prove future son-in-law worthy. That's all he wrote. Like, he doesn't say if it's good or bad. I mean, he called it a bomb. He's so disgusted with it, he's not even going to say anything more about it. I'm just going to describe it and just run from the typewriter. And he lists 9 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in, Jeff?
I'll go for 8.
All right.
Goes to me.
Who challenged the Who last time? Ricky challenged, so it's Ricky.
Name that movie.
Oh, what? All right, okay.
How many names does he get?
8.
8.
Out of 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I don't think you're going to get it.
By the way, I know obviously Kurt Russell's the young guy competing with the dad, and it didn't sound familiar, so I think I'm fucked, but let's go.
It's fun just to hear the names.
Yeah.
Ed Begley Jr.
Okay.
Bruno Kirby. Then performing under B. Kirby Jr.
Okay.
Joe B. Baker was in this.
No, I...
Dick Van Patten. Kathleen Cody. Joe Flynn, the great Joe Flynn.
Yeah, it's too late.
Barbara Rush. and Kurt Russell.
So there's Peter Warren on the shoes.
Oh, that's a very good guess. But this one was with Bob Crane, and it was called Super Dad. Super Dad.
I've never gotten that.
All right. Ricky has 2 points, everybody.
But I remember seeing it vividly, which nauseates me that I couldn't think of Super Dad.
Paul gets to go first, and then we'll go to Ricky. At Snitty on Twitter suggested Pineapple Express, which is movies where someone throws fruit. At Me Be Tommy B suggested Gluten Free, which is Steve Guttenberg sequels that do not have Steve Guttenberg in them. And it brought back a classic, as suggested by at MC Anna on Twitter, Ice Ice Baby, and that's the films of Ice-T, Ice Cube, or Jennifer Grey.
So really, it's mostly Ice Cube movies, is what you're saying.
They all worked.
Yeah.
Is it my choice?
Yes, you get to pick, Paul.
I'll pick the middle one, the Gluten Free.
Okay. Would you like a movie that did not have Steven Guttenberg in it, even though he was in previous films? Let's see. 1994, 1989, or 1988? 94, 89, or 88?
I'm going to say 89.
Okay.
They better all not be Police Academy.
Leonard calls this a bomb. He says those wacky cops are back. And he says this one is for those who thought Police Academy 5 was robbed at Oscar time.
I can name that movie.
You have to name the full title, of course. Why?
Oh. Okay, I'm going to just go for it and say Police Academy.
Wait, you're going to you get a bid.
Oh.
I'm sorry, right. I didn't tell you how many names there are. There's 12 names.
Oh, well, then, all right, let's go for it.
I mean, if you say 12 names, I think I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, me too. But I'll say 12 names.
Ricky?
Name that movie.
Oh, that's not fair. That is fucked up. She gets to say name that movie.
Not my fault.
The last time she got to say that, fuck.
It's my turn.
No,
where the chips land, Jeff.
I know the chips can kiss my ass. Go ahead.
There's a luck element to this game.
Hold on, my wife's calling.
Oh. You're not here yet, Marla? She's here. You're calling? Are you calling to tell him to move along?
Hold on, it's the person I'm having dinner with. Yeah, what's going on?
Oh.
Hey, is it still 6 or is it 6:30 now?
7, make it 7. 7:15. 7:22.
No, I'll see you at 6:30. Good, thanks, bye.
How far away is it?
I'm good till 6 now, I'm not in a rush.
Yes!
So there you go, so now I gotta try.
All right. You were trying.
Go ahead.
Your 12 names are all the people that are in a bunch of Police Academy movies.
I want to hear it.
And it's Police Academy 6. So
give me those names. Give me the
rest of the title.
Because Mission 1, it might be the Mission to Moscow. So if it's the Miami 1, it might be that. So I can pull it in.
Okay. It's all the same people, but maybe you'll...
But maybe there'll be one Russian name or something.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, I agree with you. You deserve to hear the names.
The funny part of the names is like Miami Jim.
Garrett Graham, mm-hmm. Kenneth Mars, mm-hmm. George Gaines, mm-hmm. G.W. Bailey,
got it.
Bruce Mahler, uh-huh. Matt McCoy, uh-huh. Lance Kinney, uh-huh. Marion Ramsey. Those uh-huh. first two are the only ones that aren't in every one of these movies.
Okay.
Leslie Easterbrook.
Okay.
Michael Winslow, David Graff, and Bubba Smith.
Police Academy 6, Back in Training.
Back in Training at like number 2 or something.
That's Citizens on Patrol.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I love that you said back in training. What if I told you it was worth coming down to hear you say that for a police academy? Doug, say
does
what
anybody
it is.
Know what it really is?
Mission Miami.
No. And I don't think there was ever one called Mission Miami.
It was Mission Moscow, I believe.
Yeah. City Under Siege is correct, you lady.
Wow.
We had a big lady in there.
Did you ever put up on your cell phone?
Oh, shut it up.
Oh.
No phones allowed.
All right.
All right, so Ricky has
everyone called back in training.
I could take the time to look.
No, you can't. All right. Keep going.
Ricky's got 3 points, Jeff has one, and Paul has yet to get on the board.
But I've taken some valiant swings here, people.
Yes, you have.
You really have.
Oh,
thank you.
By the way,
everybody.
He most certainly has, and you've gained my respect.
Thank you.
Jeff gets to pick a category, and then we'll go to Ricky.
Okay.
Next category.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi.
At Fart Cancer suggested... Fart Cancer suggested Whistleblowers, and that's movies that have a lifeguard in them.
All right.
Or G.K. Miller 15 suggested Honey Boo Boo. You got to really think about this one. Honey Boo Boo. Jessica Alba movies that Leonard Mullen calls a bomb.
There's a lot of those, and I don't pay attention. Keep going.
And at the Dr. Baker suggested Bustin' Makes Me Feel Good, and that's movies where Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, or Harold Ramis have sex.
I will take Bustin' Makes Me Feel Good, or whatever the fuck that was.
And it's,
I will heartily take that.
And I must say that the sex is implied. Because I don't think you ever see any of those guys actually getting it on in a movie.
Right. Okay.
2.5 stars for this one from...
You didn't see Aykroyd get a blowjob from a ghost, though.
Yeah. You saw it was like taking his belt off, and then he made a face like, this is working out for me. But wouldn't it just be like a strong breeze on your dick? I mean, could they really get anything going that would yield pleasant results?
Slimer is able to eat hot dogs, so who knows?
Yeah, it's hard to figure them out. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1981. He says that it's... it's got brief appearances by Joe Flaherty and Dave Thomas. That's always exciting. And he also says this movie is eminently forgettable. Yeah.
As most movies with those two guys.
Oh.
No, I love those guys. They're
I can't even remember what Dave Thomas does in it. But anyway, 10 names.
Wow.
1981. One of those fellas gets some sex.
I'll say 4 names.
Ooh. That's a strong opening bid, Ricky.
Name that movie. I mean, come on. I can't do it in less.
Seriously.
We already know a couple of them, right?
Here's your 4 names. Bill Paxton, Timothy Busfield, Judge Reinhold, and John Larroquette.
Stripes.
That's correct.
Wow.
Those are some good names. Those are some hearty names. But I don't think Dave Thomas is in it. Joe Flaherty has an appearance as a guard at a gate between Poland and
right, yeah.
And the guy with him isn't Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas is the guy who's the host of the mud wrestling.
The host?
Yes! Oh, wow. That's correct, sir.
Very good.
Very impressive.
Very good. I was looking at something else in that scene, but good
you
for
have
you.
To know. It's not
John Candy's ass, right, ladies?
But that's literally a movie I've seen maybe 25 times. And I have it on Blu-ray. That's all I'm saying. All right, so what the
yeah,
fuck?
It's
Nikki, don't fuck with me in early 80s Bill Murray.
I don't like this 2.5 stars from Leonard. That eminently forgettable.
Eminently forgettable.
But in the world of Leonard Maltin, it's eminently forgettable.
All right, I guess.
All right, please, let Leonard have his world. In the world of you and I, young comedians making our way.
One of the best.
One of the best, highly rememberable. rememberable.
It changed the spatula for me forever.
Most definitely.
So great.
With PJ Nutsack. Yeah, go ahead.
Souls. At... Yeah. Who challenged who there? Jeff got challenged by Ricky. So that means we're going to start with Paul and then go to Ricky. Paul, would you like... The idea czar suggested King Lear, and that's movies where someone is spying on naked people. Or I Am Mac Douglas suggested New Year's Heave, and that, of course, is movies that are not for emetophobes. In other words, there's a lot of vomiting.
Okay.
A lot of vomiting. Or Ivan M. Cohen suggested Duck Dynasty, and that's movies with a duck or Joan Collins.
Wow.
These are really obscure. I'm going to take King Lear.
Yeah, it's tough. This is, you know, this is the Tournament of Championships.
Yeah. Believe me, I know. I came to play.
Well, this is your chance to get on the board.
All right.
Your year options are 78. Is that right? 78?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
81 again or 84?
84.
All right. It would have been fun if you picked 81 because it was Stripes again. Yeah. And I would have read the exact same clues. because John Larroquette leers at women in the showers through his binoculars. But this movie, has more leering at naked women. It has 2 stars. 84 is the year. He says about this movie, not bad. As these things go, not bad. But it's really helped by the 2 leads who are very likable. And he lists 13 names. How many names can you get it in, Paul? You got to get on the board,
12.
Buddy. Says 12.
I have a strong suspicion on this one.
Oh, okay.
11.
She says 11, Jeff.
7.
Name that movie.
Oh. Somebody tried to get a slow clap going.
Not yet.
Didn't really catch on.
Then that would be funny.
It's not Brubaker.
All right.
I don't think there was anybody leering at women in Brubaker.
Brubaker, no. But the slow clap, that was the most famous slow clap that I can remember.
Do you think when they're doing one of those MSNBC prison documentaries, that the prisoners in that prison, there's less rape while the cameras are there?
I would think you would
want to
show off.
Tone down the rape?
I think you would want to get on camera, show off what you got.
It just never seems to happen on that show, and I watch it like 7, 8, 10 hours at a time. Your 7 names, Jeff, are James Cromwell, Bernie Casey, John Goodman, Matt Salinger, Ted McGinley, Michelle Myrink, and Julia Montgomery. And there's naked women being looked at. It's not bad as these things go. And the 2 leads are likable. Of course, you didn't hear their names.
I do think I know.
What do you think? Could you keep out the 2 names? Oh, fuck. I thought it was from the... Oh, fuck it. What year is this?
I don't know what he thought. The year is 1984. Do you see how Paul Scheer's not shouting about how he's going to count down from 3?
No, I don't know.
Can I take a guess at it?
Yes, please.
Revenge of the Nerds?
That's correct. And yet you still have nothing.
I love nothing.
And Ricky has 4 points. Who challenged him? Oh, you challenged him. Okay, Paul gets it.
By the way,
I apologize. I apologize.
I would... who were the 2 names?
And I don't apologize to put your hands together.
I imagine it's Anthony...
Because the show will be over.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards and Carradine.
By 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
On Tuesday. What's that, Jeff?
Anthony Edwards and... what's his name? Carradine?
Robert Carradine, yes.
Yeah.
Both hilarious. And I think they're doing
a... I don't remember John Goodman in that movie, but whatever.
Yeah, he was one of the... he was like the mean football coach, I think.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very funny movie. They're going to show it during SF Sketchfest, and I have a lot of the cast there to talk about it, so I
look
forward to...
Sounds like a night to be there. I want to be there. I'm sorry I'm not. I'd fly up to San Francisco otherwise if I wasn't a star of a show. that stop me from doing anything? I can't. I'm the star of a show. I can't come by. I'm sorry. Normally I'd come to your...
ABC will not let me come out to your barbecue.
That is awesome.
All right, we start with you, Paul, and then we go to Ricky, and you get to pick between... I brought it back because we found another one. Radio Flyer, movies where Cuba Gooding Jr. flies. I had one that was a mistake. He doesn't fly in Red Tails. So the corrections department was all over my ass. But we did find another one where he really does fly. And at Affable Mouth suggests My Heart Will Go On. And that's movies where Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't die. My Heart Will Go On. And I'll tell you, during the research, that fucker dies a lot. I think Sean Bean is the only other actor that dies more in movies. And at Artie_CA suggests I Love Movies, and that is movies that have love in the title.
Yeah.
I thought I'd put that in because Valentine's Day is coming up.
Great, I'm going to take the DiCaprio one.
All right, he doesn't die in one of these movies. One from 1993?
Okay.
No, wait, let me make sure on this. So hard to read this shit sometimes. 93 or 98?
93 or 98. I'm going to take...
Wait, what just happened? Jeff did you just show him something on your phone?
He didn't pull up anything. He didn't pull
just
up...
pretended to show you something, and then you said, oh, okay.
I'll take 93.
He should have showed you it's time to mess up traffic in Fort Lee.
We're tired of hearing about it.
Is that what that reaction was?
Coffee.
Which one did you pick, Paul?
I picked 1993.
Okay. Two and a half stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie where Leonardo DiCaprio, now I must say, to the best of my memory, doesn't die because it's from 1993. Leonard calls this movie middling, which we already got from his 2.5-star rating.
Okay.
He also says it has some poignant vignettes and first-rate performances. And he lists 11 names.
One name.
Finally.
Zero names.
Negative
means I just have to come up with it?
Jam.
And the names. You have to say.
Yeah, you have to go negative two names to outbid Ricky, and you'd have to name the top two performers in this movie. In
negative one name.
Oh, she said zero?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Paul said one, she said zero, so you have to go negative one. So you need to name the top person and the title of the film. If you can't do it, you just have to say, Ricky, name it.
Well, I what happens if I try and I don't get it?
You don't get it. There is no try.
Well, then I can also.
I mean, I don't know if you've
seen. Okay, so I'll say negative one.
Okay, so then we go to Paul. This is
fuck. I'm going to say negative two.
He says negative
two. I'm going to say negative three.
What? Name that Martin, whatever the fuck I'm supposed to say.
Johnny Depp, Juliette Lewis, Leonardo DiCaprio, What's Eating Gilbert Grape? I might be totally wrong.
Not totally wrong, but...
But not right.
Not you got the order wrong, but the movie's correct. Johnny Depp, Leo...
You know, and then Juliette Lewis. Damn it! I was going back.
You even had Juliette Lewis. I'm very impressed.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, so Jeff gets another point.
Man!
Did I hear it?
That was so close. I'm so bummed.
I heard a really half-assed boo. Boo! Boo!
Ew.
Boo! All right.
I still feel good about that. I feel like I really tried hard on that one. Thank you.
That was exciting.
You got cheered on that one. You went hard for it and didn't get it.
I swung for the fences.
That was super.
You know, who says game shows are dead?
Exciting. Yeah, as long as you're just sitting around a table, it's fine.
Oh, I feel like I'm disappointing your listeners by not talking.
Guys, what show are you going to? What show is starting that you have? Oh, you all are leaving.
I love that cool wave that the woman at the end did. Like, I won't even look towards you. I'm a badass, and I'm leaving in my leather jacket. fuck her.
It's a festival. It's a festival. There's always like.
No, she didn't go fuck herself. And you know who that was? That was Amanda P.
There's multiple.
Now you know what I'm talking about, right?
There's other shows to go see and things to do.
So yeah, they're going to see the Full House reunion.
I would gamble right now that if I was going to miss it. By doing
only
this.
Dave Coulier committed. Everybody else said, we're not going. All right, let's go.
He's a nice guy, though, right?
He is actually a nice guy. Yeah,
yeah, there you go. All
right. Actually, everybody who did that show, very nice people.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So Jeff got the point, and he made Ricky name it, so we'll start with Paul and then go to Jeff. And Paul gets to pick between at Sather87 suggested expired milk. And that's movies where Sean Penn dies.
Yeah.
At Clint O'Hare suggested Forest Fires, and that's movies where Tom Hanks shoots someone. And at Squid Eye suggested A Perfect Storm, and that's movies, Halle Berry movies that Leonard Maltin gave 4 stars. Perfect Storm.
All right, I'm going to take Perfect.
JK, Halle Berry's never gotten a 4-star rating from Leonard Maltin. I was excited about that category. Looked it up, it hasn't happened.
What?
I thought for sure Monsters Ball. It's been fucking Monsters Ball, man.
How?
Yeah, Leonard
not the call?
Leonard is not...
Catwoman?
Not Catwoman. Oh. None of it, man. Not Cloud Atlas. Poor Halle Berry.
All right, so it's between Forest.
So you get a third category.
Okay.
At Scott Darcher suggested Kareem Abdul Jafar, and that's Disney sports movies.
All right,
I'm gonna take Disney sports movies. All right. I thought you guys learned some lessons from picking Disney movies earlier, but Super Dad. these ones are from 92 or 93.
Ooh, I will take 92.
Fair enough. 2 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie harmless. So many movies will reach out and fucking slap you. This one did nothing to Leonard. No such thing. At one point, he starts to describe the plot, and he just goes, "Guess what happens next?" It's a cranky day for Leonard. And it was followed by some sequels, and he lists 9 names. How many names?
I can name it in 0 names.
Who'd I say we were going to next?
Me.
Okay.
Right? Oh, no, Jeff? Oh.
Sorry.
Sweet.
Jeff.
What do I give a shit? Name it.
He could get it wrong. That worked for you once before.
Air Bud?
He did, in fact, get it wrong.
Yeah.
I worked for Jeff again.
Is it Mighty Ducks?
It's Mighty Ducks, yeah.
I couldn't think of the lead of Mighty Ducks.
Emilio Estevez. So Jeff has 4 points. You're one away from having to appear on another episode of this show.
My wife is like going, "Get it wrong, you fucker, get it wrong."
Are there a lot of Air Bud sequels?
Tons.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you don't even know.
I don't.
Yeah, there was Ground Bud.
Those buds don't count.
Remember when the dog hockey team played, the Mighty Buds?
Boat Bud.
But you know, Air Bud literally becomes a baseball player in one. He goes from basketball to baseball.
Yeah, because he's a big Michael Jordan fan.
Wow.
All
right.
What? Same thing.
But there's a scene where they throw the... He's like a third baseman, and they throw the ball into the dog's mouth, and he catches it. And I just thought, how many times did kids throw a hard baseball at their dog, and the dog did not catch it? That was a bad Disney choice.
You're Paul Scheer.
All right, Jeff challenged Paul.
I love you, Paul.
Ricky's going first.
Yep.
Then it goes to Jeff. So this could, Ricky, you got to keep this thing alive.
All right,
you
all
know,
right.
You know what to do. You know what to do.
All right, let's go.
It's all about strategy.
All right, let's go.
You got till 6, buddy.
No, I'm fine. I just want to go. No, I don't want to go. I mean, like, let's just go. Unless you have something else you want to talk about. Let me see your
Wait,
text.
I get to decide?
Jason says out for the night.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. What?
I've already forgotten what I said we were going to do. Who's going first?
Me.
Ricky, okay. Then it goes to Jeff. Ricky, would you like at Pekowitz, P-E-K-O-W-I-T-Z, suggested Scott Beowulf. And that's movies with Scott Baio or werewolves.
Okay.
At Bumble suggested Tackle Box, and that's a movie where a woman plays football. And this next one, I like their name better than their suggestion, so I'm going to say it in the other order to get the bigger laugh. The suggestion is There Will Be Bloods, and it's movies that have gangs in them. But it was suggested by Filthy_Fetus.
I'm going to go with Tackle Box because that made me laugh.
Okay.
By the way, that means that Filthy Fetus was taken. That he needed to underscore.
Underscore.
Yeah.
God damn it, there's a previous Filthy Fetus. All right, Woman Plays Football, 2 stars from Mr. Malton for this one from 2008. He calls it a routine inspirational drama, and he puts the word inspirational in quotes to be extra mean about it. And he says, one of the actors gets their best screen outing in a while, and he lists... 10 names.
What's this category again? I'm sorry.
A Woman Plays Football.
A Woman Plays Football, narrows it down really to a very few movies, as it turns out.
So many.
Of women playing football.
Yeah.
In what year? Sorry.
2008.
2008. Got it. Sorry.
It might have been a part of a spate of those women playing football movies. I know there's a lot.
Don't they always do it to be charming during Christmas?
There was a lot of
women always like pretend that in those movies they're always like, "I'm so fun and free."
Well, Sandra Bullock was in a football movie, but she didn't play.
I mean, this could be recreational football though, too, right? Yeah. They don't have to play professional football.
Yeah, like Wedding Crashers, they all play football.
A woman plays football, so she could be 5 years old.
All right.
Lady, girl, I don't know.
Anyway. How many names? How many names? Sorry.
I think there were 10.
Okay, 10.
Name that movie.
Oh, God.
Whoa! Bold.
And this is for the championship.
Yes. You could be at dinner early tonight.
Yeah.
You could have a drink before
the championship. I do not know sports dramas, so I could be out of luck.
If it was a
romantic comedy with a woman being charming at Christmas, I would get it.
But why would she play football? That's the part I can't
because
wrap my head
so
around. It's Christmas.
And
let's play football.
She's like one of the guys, like in Wedding Crashers.
She doesn't take herself seriously. She looks pretty without makeup.
She's a tomboy.
She's effervescent and effortless.
Could my wife just wait for me right over there? Like, honey, just go by the corner right here, because when this is over, I'm just going there. I'm being totally serious. Just right over there.
Jeff, if you win tonight, you're going to have to play against Matt Myra. Do you know him? You like him, right?
I don't know who that is.
He's great. And Ken Jennings. Do you know who that is?
Again, no fucking clue.
He is the biggest Jeopardy champion of, like, all time.
Like I said, I have no fucking clue. But the idea that I would know the name of the biggest Jeopardy champ of all time would be frightening to me. You know, I have actually bicycled in my underwear by the Jeopardy stage. Because we film on the lot.
You've got a story about everything.
I do. I've ridden on my bike in my underwear, tighty whities. Going by the Alex Trebek Jeopardy sign, so he watches me go. All right, go ahead. Let's go.
10 names.
The sign watched you?
I felt like it, yes. Keep going.
He's got one of those giant eyepieces like in the old horror movies.
So all the names.
Can you imagine that? But it's his whole head in one of the eyes.
Ricky, I'm hoping you get this. I'm thinking of a title.
Okay.
That's the answer.
By the way, Ricky, I'm hoping you get this too.
Yeah, you don't want to go through this hell again.
No. But I really enjoy the people that are here.
I don't know sports, so we'll see.
All right. You get all 10 names.
Okay.
Good.
This has got a female playing football. It's a routine inspirational drama. And he also said that one of the performers gets their best outing, screen outing in a while. And your 10 names are Malcolm Goodwin, Michael Collier, Jill Marie Jones, Garrett Morris, Glenn Plummer, Matt Craven, Dash Myhawk, Tasha Smith, Kiki Palmer, and Ice Cube.
Oh my God.
And then the end of the review is just Leonard Maltin giving you the finger. Just like.
Is it. I can only think of one Ice Cube movie. Is it. Are We There Yet?
No. I'll see you later.
Jeff Garland's on Lunar.
What is it?
Wish me luck getting him back for the next round.
Bye. What's that? What was
Enjoy
the movie?
Enjoy your dinner, Jeff. We're going to talk about you.
I really want to know.
It's called The Long Shots.
The Long Shots.
Never would have gotten that.
This is going to blow your mind. Directed by Fred Durst.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
Yeah. I didn't think it was so bad.
I liked, I mean, it's true. It's a good part for Ice-T. He teaches the girl how to play.
Right.
There's this girl that he knows, he teaches her how to play, and then they get her on the team.
See, I didn't think it would be actually a girl on a team.
It's kind of like Ladybugs, but different, right?
Right.
Yeah, same thing, but different stuff. Kicking and screaming. Air Bud. That's not a good example.
This really took a hit today. This tournament of champions.
That was a
like
rough outing.
We tried really hard, Paul. I feel like both of us lost, but we really tried.
Yeah, you know what? That's
you guys did a great job.
We had strategy.
Yeah, we tried very, very hard.
Of the three guests today, you're two of my favorites. I dare say you are my two favorites. How many people think those people left because they were tired of Jeff?
Just one.
He's a polarizing guest when he's on. But you can count on him to do that thing that he just did.
Leave early,
complain the whole time, mm-hmm. Tell me to keep it moving, Take phone calls.
He did win, though.
He does do all of that.
Yeah.
But he showed up on time. There have been some episodes where he has not shown up on time, right?
He doesn't time the traffic very well. That's probably why he was in such a hurry to get out of here for a 6:30 dinner. Still 45 minutes away.
I use the Waze app, and it has the Kevin Hart feature now. It's like, turn right!
Does it really?
Turn left! I can't see! Hold me up so I can see! Take me out of your ashtray so I can look at it. Put some phone books on my feet so I can touch the brakes.
Wait, now you're driving the car? GPS?
Yeah, just sit back and relax.
I'm still looking at my phone like the game's going to keep going.
Should we play another
game? Can I
have one of those cupcakes?
Yeah.
I really am starving.
Do you want that one or that one?
I was so hoping against that ending. I wanted either of you two to win.
Oh. So did we.
Cool, because you'd be easier to rebook for the next level. And you'd be excited to play with Matt Meyer and Ken Jennings.
Love that.
Jeff is like, who are those miscreants?
What a good cupcake.
Oh, can I have one of those cupcakes?
No, sir.
Well, Jeff, I thought you took off, but yeah, if you want to have a cupcake.
I have them so much, these cupcakes. Mom is going to be mad that I'm stealing my dinner.
I'll try one of these, too.
I hope it doesn't kill me, I'm a diabetic.
Well, Ricky, I'm sorry.
Who was eating popcorn upstairs? I feel like popcorn has sugar. Doesn't it?
No.
It's like, doesn't have sugar.
Only if you put it on it, weirdo.
No,
I've got my popcorn. Where's the sugar?
Like corn sugar. Like corn makes sugar.
I only put stevia on my popcorn.
I like it sweet.
Yeah, isn't sugar made of corn or something?
I always go to the movie theater with this one fact in mind, that the most unhealthy snack at the movie theater is popcorn. I think that every time, and then I get a medium popcorn. I feel terrible about it every single time I get it.
It's the best
one. You think a medium popcorn is worse for you than a hot dog or a pizza?
They always say it's the worst because I think it's just, it's not good. Corn is not, like, popped corn is not good for your system.
But it's only
and then with, like,
the whole thing.
Butter and salt, it's like you're just taking terrible and you're putting more terrible on top of it. At least the hot dog, there's some like, there's something in there.
It's protein.
Yeah, that's. There's been debate about what's in the hot dogs, too.
I feel like they say that because no one would eat a whole bucket of it, though.
Yeah, you're
right. Like, you just eat, I don't know, a little.
Now I put it in the tray. Put some peanut M&Ms in there, mix it around that tray. It's real good.
Oh, that's some messy shit. Because that shit does melt in your popcorn. Not in your hands, but in your popcorn.
It does melt in your hands, though. That's why it's so weird that it's in the slogan.
I don't think they say that anymore.
Yeah, they must have gotten called on it a lot. It's a weird bragging thing when it does melt on your hand. I don't know. It is.
Since we have a couple minutes, let's play the Seth Rogen game.
Okay. What's that?
I don't know.
AKA Last Man Stanton. I don't know if either of you have played this before, but I'm going to play along. I almost always do. Even if Jeff were here, I'd play. We didn't play four-way. But basically, the idea is we get the name of an actor, actress, or a director with a large body of work that we haven't done this game with before. So if you guys are trying to think of names. And then we take turns. We'll start with Ricky and go to Paul and then to me. We take turns naming movies the person was involved with until when it's your turn, you can't think of a movie, then you're out.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's sometimes it goes really far because it's sometimes like, I think the last one we did was Clint Eastwood, and we probably named about 40 films before somebody crapped out. There's some more people leaving. Are you worried Jeff's going to come back? Honey, let's get out of here. I don't know what's going to happen with that Jeff guy. There's probably also people here. Applaud if you like are sampling, like you've never listened to Douglas movies. This is your first experience with it. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
pretty amazing.
Yeah, because this must have made so little sense to you. What the fuck is that stoner doing?
It's almost like they just tuned into the reunion of the Housewives of like Beverly Hills, but
right.
Didn't watch the series.
Like, so you know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are their relationships to each other?
Yeah, I don't
who's
know.
Pulled whose hair? Yeah. Everybody loved the Pete's Dragon Elliot poster, so let's let you pick a person for us to play with.
I'm going to say Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. Have we done Tim Burton before?
No.
All right. Sounds, feels like we have, but I'm always willing to revisit. Tim Burton. How many do you think there even are? Maybe like 20? 20-ish?
Well, there's this one.
Does a producer count? Well, there you go. Ricky, you could go ahead and take the obvious one.
Hamed Wood.
All right, where do we start? Do I start? And we move down?
Ricky went first, and she said Ed Wood.
Wood.
All right, I'll say Frankenweenie.
Oh, nice.
Go for the good.
I'll go Big Fish. I don't give a shit. It's a Broadway show. I never got, never
did
got
he do
around
the
to see.
Edward Scissorhands. Was that him?
No, Ricky. That's not how this game works. You don't.
Everyone
do it.
Help me.
Because then,
yeah,
then the audience is not allowed to help.
Okay.
You got Alice it. Right? In Figure Wonderland.
Correct. Dark Shadows.
I think I might be out. give me 10 seconds.
We got to reboot. This is it.
Tim Burton's movies?
He's tough. I mean, he's not tough, but he's so limited.
Did he do... Wait, I'm just going to guess one. I won't say that. Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is this going to be like this?
Like, this one seems weird.
It's going to be like this every round?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie
and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes. Batman.
And I'm out. I don't know.
Wait, but think about it again. You came up with it.
Okay.
I just said Batman.
All right.
That's a really good clue.
Tim Burton. Oh, did he do two? Is there a Batman 2? Batman 2?
She's out. She's out, Doug.
Wait, is there a Batman 2?
She's out. She's out.
Batman 2.
No, wrong. Batman Returns.
That's correct.
Batman 3?
Batman Returns is what we're going to go with. I'm going to go with Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Ooh, this is getting good now.
It's exciting.
I am going to go with... Oh, wow. This is now I'm kind of really...
See, stumped. It's hard.
Yeah. Batman. Well, at this point it is. Yeah.
After you got Batman 2 out
just
of the
turned,
way.
Well, it's anybody just here. Turned around hard corner. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I was going to say the Superman movie, but that never got off the ground.
Superman 2.
So to speak.
All right, let's see.
Oh, this is
Tim
exciting.
Burton.
I'm trying to think of one too, buddy. We might both crap out right here. Everybody's excited. Oh, I got one.
It's harder when you're up.
I'm gonna win.
Wait.
I'm gonna win. Unless you say the one I'm thinking of. Holy shit, stop thinking of it!
Should we get the clock?
Keep it in.
No.
Three, two.
Oh man, you gave me a clock. Well, I want to do like the Batman 2. All right, so. Oh, wait. Damn it. Nothing. I got it. I'm out.
No, they say! Because I'm going to say Planet of the Apes!
Oh.
And what did we miss?
Oh man, those are good. Oh, Sweeney Todd.
I really like Sweeney Todd, too. I can't believe I didn't think of that
one. It's
a
lot of pressure up here, you guys.
Yeah,
you just go blank.
Yeah. Nightmare Before
Nervous,
Christmas.
All of us.
That was, yeah, that
what
was
What do we do if
bad.
We lose?
Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas is another favorite. I went on the ride at Disney, you know,
so Haunted
Mansion, where they switch it all over. But they switched it over kind of gradually. So, like, the first few years, it was just kind of slapped on. But now it's really elaborate, and I like
it
a lot.
Keep it up longer now. Let's do one more. Can we do one more?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We got a little bit more time, right?
This one for real.
We got 9 minutes. Let's do our plugs. Jeff Garland's going to be, you can catch him if you're inside his ass. And Paul Scheer, what do you got coming up?
Just why I listened to How Did This Get Made on Earwolf. Thank you.
Ricky?
Garfunkel and Oates Show this July on IFC.
Yay!
Yeah, that's the next thing I've got. That's full time. I have not a show, nothing until then. That's it.
What?
It's
You're just hanging
time.
Out till then?
No, I wish. I'm going back to work right after this.
Oh, that's right. You're really putting it together. So thank you for taking the time. Thank you to both of you guys for being here.
Yeah.
For not saying I don't want to come when you heard that Jeff was going to be here. No, he was a delight as always.
He loves TJ and Pete. I tried to get him because the first time he was on with TJ and Pete, at one point it came out that I was holding the worst, the most obnoxious guest episode.
Oh, okay.
And Jeff went, "So why am I on?" and he was sincere. Like,
how
he was
long
like,
was
"Why
the
am
episode?
I on with these guys?" And I'm like, "You'll see."
That episode.
No, I want to hear
it's
that.
It's really good. And how then long we tried it? To get him back, but I had to replace him with Bert Kreischer because Jeff was busy, but I knew that he would be happy to step up and compete. But I still think Pete always wins. Pete is a very,
yeah.
very domineering character.
He's in it to win it.
The laugh.
He's very
yeah.
present.
Yeah, and then he's really sweet and interactive on his own TV show. Mm-hmm. He comes on my show to act like an asshole. So, DouglasMovies.com for all of my tour dates. And let's, who do you want to get the next one from, you guys?
I want to do it from this woman in the back with this amazing thing that you know here. Right? Yeah, that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. What does it say?
It says Kate on a hot tin roof.
Oh, that's
And it's an
nice.
Amazing
it's like
thing.
It's an elaborate. Thank you for putting it down and so the people behind you
Good
can see.
Call, Paul.
So Kate on a hot tin roof. She had a little, what was that, like a dollhouse that you put a tin roof on? Whorehouse?
Birdhouse.
A birdhouse.
A birdhouse is a whorehouse in England.
Birdhouse is a whorehouse in England.
It's not. I made that up.
Oh, okay. So do you have an actor, actress, or director you'd like us to play this game with?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts?
Ooh.
Holy moly, this is a crazy one. Sweet Jesus. Here we go. Do you want to go to the same order again?
Sure.
All right, Ricky.
Pretty Woman. Was she?
Paul.
Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, good one. Aaron Brock. I'm going to go Mystic Pizza.
August Osage County.
Oh, from today's headlines.
Yep.
My best friend's wedding.
My best friend's wedding. Stepmom.
Runaway Bride.
Oh, he just took mine, damn it.
Sorry.
Oh, regroup, Paul.
I know. Damn it. All right, Julia Roberts, America's sweetheart. She's been in there. Oh, America's sweetheart.
That was weird.
Ocean's 11. Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 12.
Ocean's 13. Oh, I was having fun.
Ow!
She's so in that, isn't she?
Yeah, she has that cameo, right? Where she plays herself.
No, that was 12.
Oh, that was 12. That was 12. Okay.
But she's in 13. No. Not at all? Not really? Even for a Did second?
Not even a picture? Well, I had another one ready to go.
Oh, sure you did, but you're out.
Oh, come on. Oh,
you were talking on me.
You said a wrong one, and they stomped you for it. But I'm looking it up, because I swear to God. Or maybe I'm thinking of Al Pacino.
I guess they broke up by that point. I had a good one in the... I should have went with the one I had locked in.
No, I'm not going to say it. We're still playing, sir.
It's your turn, Doug.
Oh, weird lady.
I'm looking right now. I'm looking.
No Julia Roberts, according to Leonard.
Yeah. Wait a second. I'm looking at IMDb, making sure.
Are you looking up Julia Roberts on IMDb?
No. Ocean's 13.
Oh, don't show anybody. You're out.
I know. I got a good one ready to go.
No, you're finished.
Got a real good one.
Sleeping with the enemy.
Oh, I meant Armin Weitzman is in Ocean's 13.
Steel Magnolias.
Oh, nice. Steely Mags. You know my favorite, Hook.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Ooh, nice pull on the Eat, Pray, Love.
Thank you.
But then I come right back at you with the Notting Hill.
Oh, okay, now I got it.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Now I need to mull it over.
Yeah, mull that shit.
Ooh, I got so many good ones.
Julia Roberts. What was that name of that one she was in where she was over there?
She was like charming and she smiled.
She did that thing.
What's where she laughed?
Where she, oh. You got anything?
Give me 8 more seconds.
8 seconds.
Okay.
7, 6.
I'm trying to picture her with straight hair because I know she had like a phase. 5. I don't know what the movies were. She had like a bob.
Oh, shit.
I'm out.
I guess you're right about her not being in Ocean's 13.
Not only is she right about that, I'm the winner, and it's always sad to win with this title, Lowy Crown.
Can I just give you the one that I wanted to say?
Please.
Pelican Brief.
Oh, I love that.
That would have been a good winner.
And good one.
Mirror, mirror. Fuck you guys. I was trying to have fun with that Ocean's 13. It wasn't what I was thinking.
Thank you for that suggestion, and thank you for staying for the extra stuff, you guys. We had a blast. I hope you had a good time. Enjoy the rest of Riot Fest. Paul Seale, Ricky Lindholm. Yeah, pass me your shitheads. Do you have a shithead on the back of there? I'm sure you do. These guys are professional. Great job, you guys. We'll see you Tuesday. I got a lot of great guests lined up for Tuesday over at UCB. And as always, Shane Carruth is a shithead. Thank you for that. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I don't understand what's happening in his movies. And you guys probably aren't familiar with this, but the audience is going to react. The Whistling Banes are a shithead.
How did I know that?
Here, let me get a picture of just the two of you.